This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An associate of the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, the indicted Lev Parnas, says President Trump did not just threaten to withhold military aid from Ukraine.
It wasn't just military aid, it was all aid. Basically, their relationships would be sour, that we would stop giving him any kind of aid. Unless that there was an announcement. Well, several things. There were several demands at that point. A, the most important one was the announcement of the Biden investigation.
Parnas saying that he became very close with Giuliani, telling MSNBC that he also met with Ukrainian officials on behalf of Giuliani and insisted that President Trump was aware of his actions. The impeachment trial of the president formally beginning today with the reading of the articles of impeachment. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court and all 100 senators will then be sworn in for the trial. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The president of Guatemala says a caravan of migrants that's been heading towards the United States has been blocked from entering Mexico. The president saying that the Guatemalan government was told by Mexico's foreign minister that the caravan would not be allowed to cross Mexico's southern border at Honduras. Mexico's foreign ministry has not commented on that Guatemalan report. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam issuing a state of emergency as he says some people coming to the state capitol there for a gun rights rally next week do not have good intentions. The state of emergency declaration says there is credible intelligence regarding the Monday events and that some people have plans for inciting violence, rioting, and insurrection. The order is to stay active until Tuesday afternoon. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A rock star says he can't sing anymore. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Rock singer Meat Loaf has filed a lawsuit against a hotel at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport and organizers of a horror convention that was held there, blaming them for negligence when he fell from a stage while answering questions from convention-goers last May. The singer and actor, whose real name is Michael Lee Adey, and his wife, Deborah Lee Adey, filed the suit on Monday in a state district court in Fort Worth, Texas, against the Hyatt Corp and Texas Frightmare Weekend. The lawsuit alleges the defendants hung curtains at the back edge of the stage at the Hyatt Regency DFW Hotel that hid where the stage ended, creating a hidden hazard. Meatloaf injured his neck, collarbone, and shoulder, and he says that prevented him from performing at all since, according to the complaint. The 72-year-old Dallas native spent 42 days in the hospital and was required to undergo physical therapy. I'm Wendy King.
Just getting the weekly jobless numbers in from the Labor Department, around 204,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, down 10,000 from the previous week's unrevised total of 214,000. The largest increase in claims seen in New York, Georgia, and South Carolina. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that about 1 in 10 veterans are homeless in the United States? For the third year in a row, Songs and Stories for Soldiers has sponsored the Sanibel Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans program. In 2019, the people of Southwest Florida donated to the Bay Pines VA Healthcare District 550 pairs of shoes and over 1,200 pairs of socks for homeless veterans. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. This summer, set up a group of people to collect shoes and socks for homeless veterans in your community between Thanksgiving and Christmas 2020. Sit down and have a conversation with the Voluntary Services Director at your local VA hospital and telling him what you're going to do. If they have any questions, have them contact their counterpart at the Bay Pines Healthcare System. You may find that someday you may be a recipient of shoes and socks for homeless veterans. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, we do it not because it's easy. It's because it's hard, as JFK said, and it seems to be getting harder all the time. The insanity continues to run amok, but I want you to have some confidence and faith in the majority of Americans, and this is most of America outside of the Beltway. The Beltway has absolutely lost its skull in this whole process that we've been subjected to, and we've got a couple of weeks to look forward to. And meanwhile, there will be some ongoing fussing and fighting. Liz Peek's going to be joining us in just a few seconds, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. And, let's bring her on right now. Liz, I thought the contrast, the split screen yesterday, said it all. You've got President Trump signing the China trade deal. We just came off of a couple of victories by the president in avoiding war and taking out which probably is the number one terrorist on the planet at the time, along with his right-hand man. And meanwhile, you've got Nancy Pelosi, you've got Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler. It just willing to totally tell everybody that the president is worthless. He is a liar. There's no due process. It's just these statements and acrimony that has just spilled out on the voter politic is just disgusting. And I think most people feel the same way. We just can't wait to get it over with so we don't have to be subjected, to this this bathing of acrimony.
Well, good morning. I agree with you 100%. I had dinner with a Democrat last night, a friend of mine, who is so disgusted with her party. And her comment was, and I think it's absolutely right on, that the Democrats just seem consumed with hatred. Mm-hmm. And, they project that onto Donald Trump. And yet, for all his sometimes vulgar language or calling out people with ridiculous names and stuff, you never get the sense that he's really consumed with hate. I mean, right. He's sort of trying to go about the nation's business. And I got to tell you, I think that Americans, an awful lot of us are sitting in our living rooms this morning saying, this is really wrong. I mean, we have got a real perversion of our body politic taking place in our very eyes. And Nancy Pelosi has really, really divided this country in a way that Donald Trump did not. I mean, I really do put this on her doorstep. Donald Trump, the problem with Democrats is they are panicked that his record of accomplishment is going to lead to his reelection. That's sort of the beginning and end of this long, sorry saga. Ever since the election, ever since he was nominated, they have been out to get him. And that's really, I think, a very fair statement. Why? because he has overthrown so much conventional wisdom. He's been willing to challenge the accomplishments of the Obama era. All these, I said error, but really it was an error.
Yes.
All these things that Democrats live and breathe as gospel, like the wonderfulness of the Paris Climate Accord or the JCPOA, the nuclear agreement with Iran, all those things are held as sacrosanct, and yet they really aren't. They really were flawed. And here comes a fellow who has decided to challenge all of that. And it's really just, I think, more than they can handle, you know? It's really sad.
Really, it is when you think about the benefit. I mean, he's putting America first. And yes, a lot of these policies have to do with Barack Obama. A lot of the policies have to do with the Democratic Party at large. And they go back decades. And Donald Trump has been an exposing agent, as you and I have discussed many times. He has pulled back the veil on this deep state bureaucracy, on the traditional of the Beltway, and they don't like it.
Yes, they don't like it. It's uncomfortable for them because they don't know how to go forward. There's nothing in their platform that would make them, you know, that would sort of rebirth their party, if you will, or whatever. I mean, you know, when you think about it, obviously the economy is first and foremost. That is what is on everybody's minds. We just got the December retail numbers, which are up, basically retail spending by U.S. consumers was up almost 6% year over year in December. So that is a really good harbinger of where we are in terms of real growth. That is consumers voting with their pocketbooks.
Exactly.
And what we know, even according to a CNN poll, is that 76% of the country thinks that their own personal economic situation is either good or very good. How does Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders go out there and tell the middle class how terrible things are when they know otherwise? They're basically shouting into the wind, and no one is listening.
But they're out there saying that.
Yes, they are.
Along with the talking heads, you know, and the people sit there and they go, wow, I got money in my wallet. My 401k looks pretty darn good right now.
I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, the markets were up 30% last year, and the left would have you believe that that affects, only a few billionaires and millionaires. No, it's over half the country that owns stocks either directly or indirectly and that are definitely benefiting. There's a Bloomberg index called the Consumer Comfort Index that they publish. It was up 4 points just recently in the most recent monthly tally, and that's almost a record high. Mm-hmm. People are in good shape. I mean, and part of it, their IRAs are up, their home values are going up, their wages are going up. Look, it's very hard to compete with that. So what we have competing with it is this completely nauseating drama and ceremony yesterday of pens with Nancy Pelosi's name on them.
Unbelievable.
Being handed out.
How much did we have to pay for those?
I mean, I don't even care. It's just the whole notion of this pomp and ceremony compared to how she had described it as such a solemn and sad undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anybody really believes anything coming out of the mouths of Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, shame on them, because these people are lying to the American public often and repeatedly.
Well, they've got their talking points down. You know, if you hear them, mountain of evidence, overwhelming evidence, and the president will be forever impeached.
Yes, that's such a nasty personal thing, isn't it?
It really is.
I go back to this hatred. I mean, I have to say several times in this past year, I have sort of sat in my desk and thought, why do they hate him so much? And I think it's a reasonable question, right?
Yes.
I mean, did it all start with that audio tape of his crude locker room comments about grabbing women?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really the genesis of this extraordinary outpouring of venom? I don't know, but it seems thin gruel to me, right?
Right. Well, he's an outsider, Liz, and
that's
the big thing. You know, he didn't pay his dues. I mean, he didn't come in and say, okay, well, I'm going to run for office, and I'm going to start out, and I'm going to be I'm going to run for the House, or I'm going to take some subsidiary. No, he goes to the very top, the CEO, commander-in-chief of the country, the president of the United States, you know, pass all, you know, don't go straight to jail, pass go, go straight to the Oval Office. And they're just so personally offended that somebody from the outside, and then on top of that, to make matters worse, he's doing an awesome job.
Well, that is, I think, the killer. I think that's the killer. But you have to say, they started this from the get-go, and they were never going to give him a moment's peace or cooperation. I really find it pretty reprehensible, I must say.
Well, you stated it here recently on Fox. You said this has been their project for the last 3 years, and it will continue. We've got more from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez live.
Oh, there he is. He loves the Cape, I'm telling you. You got to watch him. 19 minutes after the top we are. Yes, we are. We are independent and we are liberated. And we thank you very much for, you know, supporting the cause here, because this is what we want for all Americans. Liz Peek continues with this, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, this Nancy Pelosi's statement that the president will be forever impeached in history. No question, it's a historical moment. But the other part of the history, as you mentioned earlier, really comes back on her and the Democrats, because they will be forever known as the House that impeached a president with no crime. The articles of impeachment are absolutely hollow. I mean, the senators are sitting there, you know, getting a hold of this thing. Of course, with this kind of funeral march, the managers marching over yesterday, I thought, oh, it really was. And but you sit there and go, you know, and I kept thinking, I go, God, we're paying for this. We the people are paying for this.
Well, here's something I may write actually over the weekend. President Trump should take heart. No one wants to be impeached, of course. Mm-hmm. And it is a stain on his record, to be sure. He won't be the only one, because they have so lowered the bar now. If you can impeach a president for obstructing Congress, what president on earth has not obstructed Congress? Mm-hmm. Basically, what they have done is lower the bar so that a simple majority of the opposing party can impeach you on totally spurious grounds. And I think once you've opened that gate, and I am not given, as you well know, to overstating things, mm-hmm. but I think they have opened that gate so that this will now become a regular occurrence. And I think that is a shame. I think it's something that Nancy Pelosi will ever be held accountable for. Mm-hmm. There has been historically in our leadership in both chambers of our legislature some respect for the traditions of democracy, for the traditions of our Constitution, etc. Nobody in the founding father group expected that somebody could simply be impeached because they didn't like him. And that's really what it's come down to.
Right.
You know,
but they did warn about it, though, Liz.
They
warned that it's a powerful instrument, but they said, look, it's kind of like the FISA court. We'll go ahead and we'll give this to you, but it comes with all sorts of precaution.
Yeah, caveats, don't do it unless you have to, kind of thing.
Exactly.
Totally agree. Mm-hmm. I think it's really a shame. But meanwhile, you know, as you were saying earlier, the president continues to roll along, and that, of course, is what makes them completely crazy. When you look at that debate the other night, holy crow.
Oh,
is
Lord.
Anyone really going to roll the dice on those people on that stage? I mean, I say that quite seriously. I'm not sure all of them would be horrifically terrible for the United States. I think Amy Klobuchar probably would be sort of a typical traditional left-leaning president if she were becoming president. Joe Biden, I think, is just ridiculous. I don't think he makes it through the campaign, as I've said to you many times. I just mm-hmm. don't think he's strong enough to do that. Bernie or Elizabeth Warren, you've got to be kidding me. These people are really scary.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean...
And what did you make of the exposure of that conversation, that off-mic conversation? I mean, CNN really threw Bernie under the bus, didn't they?
Well, I hope that... Here's what I think. I think that is what the establishment Democrats want to do, because they see a George McGovern moment coming.
Mm-hmm.
George McGovern, who won, I think, 4 states and got just completely creamed because he was too far left for the country. Here's the amazing thing to me. You know, Gallup every year does a summary survey of self-identification. Do you identify as conservative, liberal, or moderate? Mm-hmm. The number identifying as liberal is 21% of the country. 35% say that they're conservative, and roughly the same say that they're moderates. In other words, that very far left group is a very small fraction of the country. They
exactly.
are not going to elect Bernie Sanders, and they're mm-hmm. not going to elect Elizabeth Warren. I don't care how many people are giving them money on social media. That just isn't the test. The
mm-hmm.
test is, can you really go out there and convince what is still a moderate to right-leaning country that you really want to overthrow what has made this country successful and prosperous for the last 200 years? The answer is, it's not going to happen.
Right, and that far-left group is not going to give you diversity, as we saw.
No, not at all. I mean, the whole thing is just kind of crazy. In any case, Democrats, what do I think of that? I think that it's an incredibly interesting and probably inevitable split now between Warren and Sanders. The idea that those two were going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya all the way to the nomination, I think, was ridiculous.
Right.
It was good for Elizabeth Warren for a period of time because she figured, particularly after his heart attack, that Bernie Sanders probably wouldn't make it through the primaries. But then at some point she says, wait a minute, I'm sinking, he's surging, I got to sever the tie here and go after him. And that's basically what she did. And I think mm-hmm. she did it awkwardly because and stupidly because Bernie, there is no group of voters more dedicated than those who are following Bernie Sanders. His army, so-called,
exactly.
is absolutely dug in. Mm-hmm. They're in their Bernie trenches, and they are not interested in Elizabeth Warren, and now they hate her.
And suddenly they remember her lack of candor and credibility, right?
Yeah, yes. You know, she once a liar, always a liar. And let's face it, she is a liar. I mean, mm-hmm. that's not a word I use publicly about people very often, but
when you
misrepresent your birth for decades, yeah, you're a liar. Yeah,
exactly. Well, brokered convention?
Yeah, I think it's quite possible because you've got four front runners doing pretty well and also bringing in tons of dough, and Mike Bloomberg on the sideline, who's already spent $200 million of his own money, clearly should have been on the debate stage because he's now about 6% in the national polls, not far behind Pete Buttigieg and way ahead of Amy Klobuchar and Tom Steyer. He's a player, and so you've got really five people with a lot of money. Remember that all these Democrat primaries are they're not winner-take-all, they're proportional, so everyone can walk away from Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, and Super Tuesday with lots of delegates. So in other
exactly.
words, it's really unlikely, unless that, you know, honestly, the funniest political trick, if that's kind of what it was recently, was Kevin McCarthy lofting the idea that Nancy Pelosi had delayed the Senate trial in order to pen up Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren just before the
Joe
Iowa
Biden.
Primary.
Yes.
Mm. Well, you know what? He's kind of right because those contests, New Hampshire and Iowa, are wide open. Only 30% of the voters say that they've really selected their choice, meaning if you're the last guy they hear about and they listen to, you could be their choice, right? So if Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are in the Senate day after day, which I think is absolutely hilarious, Joe Biden is out there on the trail, as is Pete Buttigieg, and they're going to do better.
Yeah, without a doubt. This is an exciting year, and the possibilities are, I think, really very positive in a lot of ways for people of conservative thought and behavior. We have a grand opportunity with the Democrats imploding on themselves the way they are, Liz. The way I see this is that this is going to be another McGovern moment for the Democrats. It's going to take them a while to rebuild. But while they're rebuilding, I think it's going to give Donald Trump excellent opportunity to address some things. I mean, he's been going after things, these holy things that you can't talk about, you can't touch. But I think that there's a possibility that we could look at some entitlement reform if he's reelected and we control the House. I say we, conservatives, the Republican Party, control the House and Senate. We could do something about the deficit. Instead of $23 million going up, we could start going down. Wouldn't that be, trillion rather.
Yeah.
That could be very encouraging because I don't think we can't touch that because what the president had to do in order to build up the military, he had to give the Democrats something domestically in order to balance it out. I mean, look at the military was blighted. It needed help. We can't just look at the military and protect our national security. You know, the Democrats have to say, well, if you're going to get the military, then we need to have this stuff here. And then there we go with the budget.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, I think, in fact, I said that last night on Bulls and Bears on Fox Business. I think in the second term, the Republicans, if they're in a strong position, and I hope they will be, really need to and can begin to address the fiscal situation, which is terrible. And I think Americans are worried about it. At that point, look, a lot of Republicans will still be running for re-election. It won't be an easy thing to do. It never is. But at least we could begin to tame that beast, and it's all about spending. All about spending, and spending has got to come down.
Got to leave it there. Liz Peek, thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An associate of the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, the indicted Lev Parnas, says President Trump did not just threaten to withhold military aid from Ukraine.
It wasn't just military aid, it was all aid. Basically, their relationships would be sour, that we would stop giving him any kind of aid. Unless that there was an announcement made. Well, several things. There were several demands at that point. A, the most important one was the announcement of the Biden investigation.
Parnas is saying that he became very close with Giuliani, telling MSNBC that he also met with Ukrainian officials on behalf of Giuliani and insisted that President Trump was aware of his actions. The impeachment trial of the president formally beginning today with the reading of the articles of impeachment. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court and all 100 senators will then be sworn in for the trial. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Lauren Wright joins us, the associate research scholar and lecturer, teaches presidency and executive power at Princeton University. Lauren, maybe we could do a show for everybody and educate them on executive power, because that seems to be coming into focus with us now on the eve of this impeachment and finally the articles going to the Senate.
That's right, Bill, and I always love being with you, and I love our conversations, but you're exactly right. Executive power seems to be the topic of the month with impeachment, and especially with foreign policy and Iran, which is something that I've talked to my students a little bit about lately.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about it. I mean, what's been happening is executive power, not just under Trump, it just seems to be now exacerbated and being brought to the crosshairs of discussion here by a Democratic House that has a lot of problems with Donald Trump having this kind of power.
That's right. And, you know, it's always important to look at things along partisan lines, but you're absolutely right that both parties have willfully expanded the amount of control presidents can exert over the foreign policy process and the domestic policy process. And one of the reasons that political scientists talk about is that Congress has not been effective with regard to national issues. And so when Democrats have a president in the White House, they willingly give up that power that's traditionally allocated to Congress to make decisions, and Republicans do the same thing. So it's important not just to look at the partisan environment right now, but in the future, would Democrats be making the same arguments about the use of military force, for example, if they were in power, and would Republicans similarly be defending the president regarding use of force, for instance, if they were not in power? So that's a good mental check to see, you know, is the party just making the decisions they're making because it's easier to do things through presidential initiative, or are they actually concerned with the Constitution and the balance of powers that the founders talked about?
Are they taking cover also? I mean, this seems to be a systemic issue that in order to dodge accountability, you have congressmen and women and senators hiding behind the executive branch and now all of a sudden claiming foul because they didn't do their job. I mean, it seems that there's a little bit of that, if not more, than what we're seeing on the surface. What do you think?
One of the dynamics at play for sure. You know, when you have a president in power that belongs to your party, it is tempting to give them more power and to let them make decisions unilaterally, but you also have an easy person to blame. That's the other benefit of having your party in the White House. So I think that is part of the dynamic. With that said, with regard to foreign policy, for instance, it is still important, even though Americans willingly, they trust presidents on average with foreign policy making decisions. That's probably the most confidence the American public has in a policy making area with giving the president power, but they still need information, and it's still problematic that the Trump administration is having so many issues with the messaging surrounding Soleimani and Iran right now. Yes, the public wants to trust the president, but they also need a cohesive narrative. We do want to know why it happened, and we want the White House to give us a clear answer.
Well, I think in part, at least for me, being former military, I see a terrorist, someone who's been wreaking havoc for a couple of decades. And from what I understand from some recent memos is that the crosshairs had been on Soleimani, I don't know, 8 months ago, that he was on the target list before he even did the most recent activities orchestrating the charge on our embassy that some Democrats were claiming could be Trump's version of Benghazi. But you know, he had been, you know, wreaking havoc, I'm talking about Soleimani, for a number of years with impunity. And the killing of an American contractor, the attack on our embassy, the most recent events, it got to be untenable. And constantly the president was warned and cautioned, do not do anything, you're going to ignite World War III. I mean, when he declared Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, that was another world war that was going to happen. I mean, at every turn, Donald Trump is about ready to ignite another world war, but that's not happened. And what's happened with this recent event and taking out Soleimani, which they expected, it was almost, Lauren, I got to tell you, I was uncomfortable because I was sensing from some of these pundits and some of these politicians as if they wanted a world war to break out. I mean, they kept saying, well, they didn't want it, but yet they were seemed to be exacerbating the potential. And thank God, you know, reason took over even for, you know, the mullahs of Iran to decide not to do any more than to attack some empty barracks. Otherwise, if there had been some American damage, gosh, all hell would have been broken loose, and you and I would be having a different conversation.
With you. I think if American soldiers had died, the politics of this situation would be completely different, and we would be having a different conversation, and public opinion would be different than it is today.
Exactly.
But, you know, I think that most people agree that regarding Soleimani's previous activities, the strike was justified. I think they agree that they don't want a war. I think the problem is, you know, Congress wants to give presidents credit when there's an imminent attack. That's an authority they have to prevent the loss of American life and keep Americans safe in the presence of an imminent attack. I think they just want to know, was it four embassies? Was it embassies at all? What was the information? And so I think with regard to the unclear messaging, President Trump has given up some ground on an issue that otherwise is a win for him, because I think there's more agreement on this than there typically is with military action.
Well, I would agree in part, but I'd also say there's a bit of caution to Congress on this issue, that what they're complaining about and what they're observing is right. And they have been part of the problem in breaking down communications here between the White House and themselves by the antics that they've been doing. I mean, here we are. We're in the middle of an impeachment. You have all this stuff that has come from the leadership of the Democratic Party that the president is guilty. I mean, this has been going on for 3 years. I mean, look at you. You are in part responsible for creating this breakdown in communications, for all the stuff that you've been throwing at Donald Trump. And now you're upset because he doesn't want to play nice and respect you when you're not respecting him.
Well, I think nice has to go out the window when you're talking about national security in particular. I think Congress and the president both have to find ways to talk with each other. I think they're both to blame. But I think something, you know, we can be more critical of Congress about, and people have rightly been critical of President Trump for the way he sometimes personally attacks people and, you know, tweets information about foreign policy that we wish would be handled in a more formal manner. But Congress sets a terrible example for how people should communicate with people they don't agree with. I mean,
exactly.
You know, they say we're so polarized and that's the problem. They are responsible for that. And when you turn on your TV and you see Republicans and Democrats yelling at each other, that's not a good example to set for the American public, that you're asking to calm down and, you know, expand conversation and try to find some areas we all agree on. They set a terrible example for communication across partisan lines.
Right, exactly. We've got more from Dr. Lauren Wright after this. Stay with us. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Back to 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with Princeton scholar and lecturer, Dr. Lauren Wright, associate research scholar and lecturer. She teaches presidency and executive power at Princeton University. You know, Dr. Wright, before the break, you were bringing up an excellent point here, and this has to do with the environment and our civility. We've been called on this time and time again, whether it was from Michelle Obama or others, but, you know, we have to really be earnest to this end. Part of the challenge that we had, and we had this conversation last week with Dr. Wilford Riley, a professor out of Kentucky, and that is that he used the term that we're so siloed in our ideology. I mean, and I thought about that when he shared that with me, and I'm thinking, yes, we are. We're like in an echo chamber and siloed. And Jordan Peterson says that when you become so ideologically fixed, you really render yourself stupid because you're not allowing yourself to have any conversation to challenge your ideas and thoughts. And this is why our framers of our Constitution gave us the First Amendment, the right to free speech, so that we could share ideas and see if they carry any weight and if there's any veracity and application in the public square. And I think that because of political correctness, because of the siloing of our own intellect, we have really hurt ourselves in so many ways.
We really have. And, you know, it's, again, a lot of pressure to put on the public without, you know, Congress and the elites have to follow suit, too.
Right.
But what's happening is that people's identities have been glued to their party affiliation, and it's become an extremely powerful force in how people see themselves and their place in the world. And so it's become personal. The conversations are not about policy. They're not about ideas. And research shows voters aren't actually all that interested in policy. They make these gut-level decisions based on their team membership, whether they're on the red team or the blue team. And so I think one thing everyone can do, and I certainly try to do this. I've worked in Republican politics in California, as you know. I try to be critical of my own party, and Democrats should be similarly critical of their own party when your party is in power, because that's the time where you actually have some influence over political outcomes, not when you're out of power and you're just railing against the opposite party. So, you know, some Democrats have done this too. I don't typically agree with some of AOC's pretty strict opinions about how the Democratic Party needs to have a smaller tent, but she has been brave about calling out her own party when she sees it going in the right direction. She doesn't blindly agree or disagree. And so I think more politicians and every American should try to look within addition to outside.
Well, I got to tell you, I believe that our Constitution and we the people can handle somebody hitting the edges like AOC. I am not threatened personally. I think the body politic is strong enough. But what we need to do is develop and continue to condition a body politic in such a way that we're not threatened when people come with ideas, that you're able to employ some critical reasoning and application to it to say, wait a minute, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Where is there validity here? Where can this work? Because in every aspect of our country, when we've had to grow, there's been new ideas come down the pike. There have been things that have hit the edges a bit. And in time, you say, okay, well, that had merit, but initially it didn't. So, I have enough faith in the American people, but I, like you, am challenged because of the way they've been indoctrinated. The mainstream media and others have not done a lot of favors, but that's where the responsibility, as the Founding Fathers had outlined in our Constitution, belongs to the American people. They have to be engaged with their governments. They cannot check out. Otherwise, you have this ruling class of elites that are happy to turn the organizational chart upside down, and that's not the way the Founding Fathers expected it.
Yeah, we have a really difficult media environment, as you mentioned, in addition to this party problem. And everyone thought, you know, with the advent of the internet and so many different places to get information, you know, we imagined that people would become more informed, more educated. There's so much more information than there was a decade ago, even. But instead, Americans have tuned out. You know, they really strident partisans, of course, go to the news source that already espouses an opinion that they agree with, but most people tune it out altogether, and they seek other kinds of, they seek entertainment. They just opt out of politics. And so the explosion of informational sources we've had has not had a particularly good effect on us. So the question is, how do you get people engaged without watering down these really important policy discussions that need to happen, even though they're a lot more boring than, you know, watching sports or watching an award show or something, for example?
Yeah. Although the award shows are a bit suspect.
Oh, the award shows are political too, I know.
As well. You know, in regard to political science, your forte and your wheelhouse here, what is Iran telling us and the world? What should be our takeaway with Iran's activities and where it stands today?
That's a great question. And, you know, my area is American politics, not international relations, but I have a solid fundamental understanding of international relations theory, which is, it's difficult because it's unclear whether Iran is a rational or irrational actor. In this case, they turned out to be a rational actor and did not further escalate a conflict situation with the United States. They can see down the path. They can see down the game tree, and they don't want to be in war with the U.S. With that said, it's risky, and I think that's part of why everyone is questioning the White House and they want clear information from President Trump is any interaction with Iran is extremely risky. And previous presidents had similar opinions on Soleimani and similarly targeted him, but they were worried that Iran would not behave rationally, which is a reasonable concern with that sort of country.
But I think rationally, you can look at it and say they're more interested in self-preservation.
Yes, that's a rational actor, right?
Exactly. If they were irrational, heaven help us. I mean, we'd already be at war.
Yes.
So if it's self-preservation, then that follows a particular psychology. I'm talking psychology, not political science. But, you know, that's the one thing about these sciences is they all come together and they intertwine whether we like it or not. And there's things to be derived from each of these disciplines.
Yes, that's very true. And psychology is really important in international relations. And the other very, very important thing about Iran that we have to remember is it's a country with majority of the population is under the age of 30. And we've seen a lot of protests. And those young people, the 80 million young people that live in Iran, are economically oppressed. They don't want to be. They are unhappy with the regime. And so they have the future of the country in their hands, and those are the people to watch when thinking about what Iran will do in its future and what's in its best interest.
Well, you're bringing up a good point here. We've been playing an audio track of an Iranian activist, a gal who grew up in Iran, and she says, we were trained at 7 years old. We didn't even know what it meant, death to America. We hate America. We didn't even know. And now here we are. We're older. We're wiser. We experience. And she says, at the risk of losing her friends, she wants to thank Donald Trump for taking out Soleimani. And she talked about how they celebrated in the streets of Iran. We didn't see that in the mainstream media, but where she was at, and for them, in order to do this, Lauren, as you can imagine, I mean, this is an oppressive government that says, look, if you don't do it our way, we have ways to make you. We will incarcerate you. We will kill you in front of your family members to get you to bow your knee and your will to this government. And in spite of that, they celebrated the killing of Soleimani.
Well, look, I do think the media deserves some credit here. Iran, because it's a totalitarian regime, is hard. It's hard to cover. It's hard to get reporters there. It's not a safe area, and they have full control over the media. But there have been reports about the varied opinions among young Iranians that you're talking about. And so, yes, we need more coverage, but there are major governmental barriers to getting that coverage, and that's Iran is to blame for that.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. I'm just saying is that I want to encourage the mainstream media to at least even admit, hey, look, we're hard-pressed. We're trying to get these stories out and do what they can. There's been the Laura Logans who've been able to get behind the scenes and been able to do some stellar work, you know, on behalf of freedom. And, you know, I think here's the opportunity. If, in fact, you know, people are going to respond to the vision that Donald Trump has for their country, and that is that you can be a very profitable and major player in the world community if you act like a good neighbor. Dr. Lauren Wright, Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer, teaches Presidency and Executive Power at Princeton University. Dr. Wright, it's always a pleasure and honor to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, Bill.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our
Made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.